I'm Steve Miller reporting. Saudi-led coalition aircraft struck a military police camp in the Houthi-controlled Yemeni capital of Sana'a on Wednesday. Andrew Palcheski has those details.
Officials and witnesses say at least 39 people were killed and more than 90 were wounded. The Saudi-led coalition has been fighting the Houthis, Shiite rebels backed by Iran, since 2015 and couldn't be immediately reached for comment.
Yemen's civil war has killed 10,000 people, displaced 3 million, and pushed the country to the brink of famine. A prosecutor urged United Nations judges Wednesday to overturn the acquittals of a prominent Serbian ultranationalist, Vojislav Šešelj, on atrocity charges, saying that the failure to do so would inflict lasting damage to the legacy of a groundbreaking war crimes tribunal. Philip Alexio has more.
Prosecutor Matthias Markussen told a five-judge appeals panel that the 2016 acquittals of Šešelj on 9 war crimes and crimes against humanity charges were so deeply flawed that they must be reversed or a new trial ordered. Markussen argued that the three-judge trial bench that found Šešelj not guilty made critical errors of fact and law and failed to properly evaluate all the evidence. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Tuesday offered to begin talks with North Korea without preconditions, while pointing to China to ramp up pressures against Pyongyang, including a complete oil embargo amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Hours later, the White House toned down that offer. Follow Voice of America on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for videos, stories, pictures, and more. This is VOA News. Emily Wither reports Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas told Muslim leaders on Wednesday that